W234BI, Coco Rockledge, and you're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Oh, we shout it. If you're anything like me, you got it on your mirror. I got it on my mirror. Oh, glory to God. And amen. Enlarge. Somebody say, Lord, enlarge.
Enlarge.
My territory.
My territory.
Let me first off, I want to thank the good Lord for Apostle Ron. Amen. The hurricane. Oh, glory to God. Somebody about peace. Houses that you didn't build, and he said there was going to be full of good stuff. Yeah. Oh, Glory to God. He says, I'm going to give you wells that you don't have to dig vineyards. Amen, somebody. And so sometimes when we're watching TV, we see these little huts. Come on. We see these little huts. We see we see just a common house, what we think about with that dispensation. But the Bible tells me that there were giants in the land. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Because I'm here today to tell you that, come on, sometimes our large is not God's large. Come on. Sometimes our bigness is, because can I tell you something? We're living in a dispensation where the ceilings are around, back in the 70s, I think they went to 9 feet as far as the ceilings, but the average ceiling height was about 8 feet. Come on. If you remember back then watching television, you see tall people ducking under doors. Oh, glory to God. But we're living in a different time where the ceilings have gotten a little bit higher. Well, can I tell you something? Can you imagine seeing a giant trying to walk around in a house? Oh, glory to God. You think they would build a house and the ceiling is 8 feet and they're walking around like this? The children of Israel described this place in the Bible. They said the walls went up to the sky. They said the walls went up to heaven. Come on, somebody. You're not going to build a wall like we would build a wall. You got 10 to 14 foot giants walking around. The Bible says that the king, his bed was 13 and a half feet long. I'm talking about a bed that you can roll in. I'm talking about a bed that you can roll in. And so sometimes the way we think is not actually the way God thinks. He says, man, he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts and my ways are higher than your ways. Come on, you don't think like me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. So sometimes God has to do a work. Tell somebody, God has to do a work with our thinking. Somebody say, God, enlarge my territory. Somebody say, Lord, enlarge my thinking. Go to 1 Kings. I'm going to talk about Solomon here for a second. 4 and 29. 1 Kings 4 and 29.
And it reads, 1 Kings 4:29. Uh-huh. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much, and largeness of heart.
God gave him the ability to think big. Come on, somebody. He asked God for wisdom, but God enlarged his thinking. This is why he was able to do so much, oh glory to God, for his nation. The Bible says that he made gold and silver as common as rocks. Come on. Oh, glory to God. The Bible lets us know he literally, when you begin to study his life, he literally became like a middleman. He would order horses in large volumes, and then he would sell them out to all the nations around them. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says that God gave him largeness of heart, or the ability to think big. Yeah. Now, our problem is that sometimes there are times that we have not given, I'll say that we just don't give God permission to invade our minds. Come on, somebody. Go to Genesis chapter 1, daughter. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 is about God speaking to his creation and asking his creation to make some changes. All right. I'll say that again. Genesis chapter 1 say what, daughter? I tell you what, drop down to about verse 3 and begin to read.
Okay, Genesis 1 and 3.
Uh-huh.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
God spoke to his creation, and he's asking his creation for permission. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Let is a permissive word. If I was to say, Apostle Ron, let me have that microphone, I'm asking for permission for that microphone, right? And so here's God speaking. I'm going to drop down to verse 5. Look at verse 5. Say.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
Keep reading.
And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Read.
Verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament.
There he is again. Let there be. Hold up now. He's speaking to who? His what?
Creation.
Okay. All right. Point to yourself and say, he speaks to his creation. Okay. All right. Because what is God? Because some of us think that, you know, God's going to come and he's going to knock you down. And no, no, no. God is saying, give me permission. Come on, somebody. Give me permission to make changes in your life. Because sometimes the biggest holdup is us. Oh, glory to God. So, this is good, daughter. I wish I could have preached this good down Tuesday night. I'll leave that alone. They were rushing me, though. But anyways, I was on a time limit. I was on a time frame. So he's saying, Lord, he's asking for permission. Somebody say, Lord.
Lord.
I want everybody to say, Lord.
Lord.
I give you,
I give you permission
to invade my mind.
I permit
the mind, Rabbi, that's in Christ Jesus to be in me. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that Isaac, God told Isaac, he said, I want you to stay in this land, this particular land. Isaac was ready to move, get up out of Dodge because there was a famine in the land. The land was jacked up. Come on. The earth, the ground was jacked up. Tell somebody, every chemical substance is found in the earth is found in me. Oh, glory to God. So it's a picture of me being jacked up. Come on, somebody. Okay. I don't know what to say. The Bible says, the Bible says that Isaac obeyed God and he sowed in the land. And he received 100-fold. Oh, glory to God. He sowed in the land. Point to yourself. He sowed in the earth. Come on. You were made from the earth. You have a spirit man on the inside of you. But this is an earthly ground. When you die, you go back to what? The earth. The dust. Come on, somebody. But yet, while you are alive, you have the ability to sow into this earth. Describing this place.
out Egypt, they said the walls went up to the sky. Ooh, glory to God. Can you imagine the types of houses? Because some of us are like, yeah, I got 10-foot ceilings, you know, praise God. But can you imagine the ceilings? Oh, glory to God. Can you imagine the ceiling? Because some of us gotta tear down our old ceiling, oh, glory to God, and build a new ceiling or be willing to go up higher. That's the problem. A lot of us got ceilings as to what we believe or how much we're gonna believe of God. Instead of what? Glory to God. Okay. All right. Where do I want to go next? I was writing down so much stuff back there in the back. Oh, glory to God. Because his God, I told you earlier, God, they fought God all the way to the promised land. Sometimes we don't realize that we're fighting God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Even after they were set free. Hallelujah. Because what really kept them out of the promises of God was the way they were thinking. Come on, somebody. This is why the Bible says that when you're saved, the Bible says you'll be transformed or changed by what? The renewing of your mind. This is why the enemy don't want you to pick this book up and begin to read it. Because it supernaturally begins to change your mind and the way you think. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Even as you read it, my God, it causes faith to come alive. Hallelujah. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so even as you begin to read this Bible, come on, it begins to make changes in your life. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that, and I said earlier, their thoughts, the way they were thinking, kept them out of the promises of God. Oh, glory to God. You'll find out that they were complaining. They complained about Moses. Come on, somebody. They complained about the bitter water. They complained about the giants. They complained about hunger. As a matter of fact, they complained about the giants. Because can I tell you something? When you start seeing giants, that lets you know that you're in the promised land. Come on, somebody. And you're the promises of God are right around the corner. You ought to be thanking God for your giants. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Complaining about a little bit of everything. Oh, glory to God. Not knowing that you got to be careful, Rabbi. You got to be careful as to what's coming out of your mouth in this time. And I'm going to say in this time, because one of the things that God began to drop on me, and somebody help me to keep that thought, what's coming out of your mouth at this time? Because on the way to picking up Brother Kenny, the Lord began to drop in my spirit that where sin abound, grace do much more. All right. Now, what is grace? It's the power of God. It's the ability of God. It's the strength of God. So we are looking around at society and it looks like sin is abounding. Come on, somebody. But the Bible says that grace, somebody say power, ability, a source, come on, the strength of God abounds more. So what am I saying? I'm saying that power is abounding more in your life, whether you realize it or not. And so what comes out of your mouth is going to determine what you receive from God today. My God, I'm inside. Come on. You want manifestation? You want to say something and you see it come to pass? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Oh, I heard this yesterday. Oh, glory to God. Daughter sent me I heard a preacher say this, and I said, man, I've been preaching that for a long time, but I said he summed it up in a short sentence. He said, your mouth was created for language.
That's right.
But it was also created for creation. I said, I don't even have to go around the bush and around the world anymore. That summed it up. Your mouth was created for you to create things. Y'all ain't getting it. Somebody would be running around the church with you. You understand? Your mouth, yes, it was created so that me and my wife can talk to one another. But yet, you want. The Bible says you shall decree a thing. You shall declare a thing, and what? It shall come to pass.
Yes.
All I've heard all week.
That's all you heard all
week.
That's it. What you want from God? Because guess what? Sin is abounding. So grace is abounding much more. So what do you want that you're not saved? What do you want? Can I tell you something? Because it's time for God's people to understand that what you say affects the spirit realm. We've been ignorant for too long that we don't realize what we're saying, oh glory to God, is not just for this realm, but it's for the other realm also. And what you create in the spirit realm will eventually manifest itself in the what? The natural realm. What are you creating in the spirit realm with your mouth? Come on, somebody. It's good.
Yes.
And God knows how to, daughter, run over to 2 Samuel 8 and 3. 2 Samuel 8 and 3. I'm going to go there anyways. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. 2 Samuel 8 and 3. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem.
David took the shields. When these cats showed up to battle, they showed up to battle wearing gold. Come on, somebody. Some of us are tripping over the warfare. Sometimes that we experience.
Yes.
But they showed up to battle with golden shields or shields made out of gold. Now, y'all ain't getting this. Y'all ain't getting this. God is so awesome that God don't need your help. He'll have the enemy to show up with the gold. With the blessing. Shields. Come on. Okay, let me say it this way. They showed up with wealth. Come on, somebody.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. They didn't have to go and hunt them down. They came. Come on, that attack turned out to be a blessing. What are you going through? All things are going to work together for your good. All things are going to... Okay, all right.
It's all right.
Somebody say, Lord, enlarge my territory. You're telling me that somebody that shows up with 300, not just one or two, 300 golden shields, come on, somebody, won't enlarge your bank account. Ooh, glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God
Welcome
bless.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, a verse that generates a lot of debate these days is 1 Corinthians 14:34, where Paul says, quote, "The women are to keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak." What's Paul getting at there? And is there application in the context of today's culture?
Thank you, Denny, and that's another important scripture to talk about. 1 Corinthians 14:34 forbids women to speak in the church. That in itself says a whole lot. We remember that the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, said, "I permit not women to teach, but to be quiet." and if they have a question, to ask their own husbands. So clearly, Scripture does not allow a woman to take the teaching role in the church as a pastor or a preacher. But in particular, 1 Corinthians 14:34 is in the context of speaking in tongues, which was a New Testament legitimate gift and had been abused in the Corinthian church. It had been literally abused to the point where it was out of control. And so Paul writes to bring that gift and its true exercise into control. And he gives a lot of instruction in that chapter about what is permissible for the use of the gift of languages. One thing that was not permissible was to have women do it in a church service. That still stands as true.
All right, thanks, John. This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. For more in-depth teaching, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.